We're talking with State Senator Brad Hawkins and an update on the legislative session. There is an issue, I think, that may pit some parents against a bill in the House and in the Senate, and it's to the level of sex education and including the grade levels and even some of the elements of what that sex education would include. And so what can you update us on that? After all, you sit on the Senate Education Committee.
Yeah, I do, and I'm the ranking member on that committee, so I try to bring my 10 years of former school board experience to the table. And the bill that we heard last year, which actually advanced out of the Senate Education Committee and then came before the full Senate for a vote in a hotly contested debate, I might add, is Senate Bill 5395, requiring every public school district in the state of Washington to adopt a comprehensive sex education curriculum meeting certain requirements. And so to give you a sense of what that is, that's all 295 different school districts throughout the state of Washington mandated from Olympia. There's also some legislation currently in the House of Representatives, but this particular Senate bill has been the bill that sort of is the legislative vehicle for this issue. I was successful last legislative session in securing an amendment on the floor to clarify the opt-out options for parents. So it was the only floor amendment that was actually adopted. And that's another hat I wear, by the way. I'm elected by my caucus to a leadership position of assistant floor leader. And so I was very thankful we secured that clarification. But that bill eventually went on, was approved by the Senate, 28-21, I think, was the vote, and then but it didn't advance in the House, and then now that there's a new Speaker of the House, the question is, if the Senate revotes this bill, 5395, which is what we would have to do because the bill didn't advance in the House, we'd have to revote it in the Senate, but then it would still be alive halfway through the session over in the House. It definitely is something that I'm very concerned about. Now, I want to be clear, Dave, I'm not opposed to sex education. What I am opposed to is the state mandating sex education curriculum to all 295 school districts across the state and forcing every school district to implement it. I respect the fundamental principle of local control, and I believe those closest to an issue are in the best position to make those determinations for their community. So I think stripping this authority away from all of our locally elected school boards is a significant erosion of local control. And so, I can't support this. Also, I really question the idea of providing comprehensive sex education to kindergarten through 12th grade. Now, the bill, as it passed out of the Senate, separated out, I think it was K through 5 and then 6 through 12. There was some phasing that went in place. But no doubt, I mean, a lot of people believe this information should be, of course, age appropriate, however that's determined, to all students at every grade level in a school district. And when they talk about comprehensive sex education and it being developed basically in Olympia by Olympia standards, you can only imagine what I think a lot of people want to teach our kids. So it is very concerning for me, but especially for the issues of local control and stripping decisions away from local school boards.
I understand the bills, at least the Senate bill, would also advance this education be implemented to September of next year, so about 16, 17, 18 months away.
That's right, and that may have to change now that they weren't successful this last year. Maybe they'd have to push that out a year. I don't know, or maybe they would continue with their very aggressive schedule for implementation. But at a time when school districts really need to focus on a lot of other important priorities, reading, writing, mathematics, science, arts, I just really question this additional requirement placed upon every school district in our state. So it's something that last session, when this bill came to the Senate floor, we debated it, I think, for at least 2 hours. And there were, like I said, there were significant number of amendments offered. Fortunately, mine was accepted. But yeah, I would anticipate that if this bill comes to the Senate floor again, that it's going to be hotly debated and contested. But, you know, with the political pendulum as it is and the wide disparity of votes from one party to another right now, whether it's taxes, comprehensive sex education, gun issues, or other things, a lot of these things, I mean, they have the potential to pass this year. And I don't know that, you know, when we have a one-party total control government, that's really in the best interest of all the people in the state of Washington. And people are going to start seeing that, unfortunately, with some of the policies that are coming down the pipeline.
Now, would parents, and we're talking with Senator Brad Hawkins, who is a ranking member of the Senate Education Committee, would parents still have the option of having their youngster opted out of taking this instruction?
Well, yes. I mean, in part, that was okay. That was the floor amendment that I offered, was to make sure we could secure that option, because it wasn't as clear in the statute. My floor amendment from last year would require school districts to opt out students if their parents requested, not just provide them authority to do so, but they would actually be required to if the parents provide a written request. Of course, a lot of people would like to make this an opt-in, but the securing the opt-out and beefing up that language was sort of hard enough. But sometimes, in my opinion, you kind of have to make a bad bill a little bit better if you know it's going to advance. And that's not to say there aren't good people that disagree on this issue, Dave. I know there are a lot of unwanted pregnancies. There are sexually transmitted diseases. There are many, as we know, I mean, we're not stupid. There are many sexually active teenagers and young people in our state, and they need to be made aware of some of these challenges and considerations. Hopefully, our families and communities can help provide that information rather than transferring all of those responsibilities into our school system. But still, again, I'm not opposed to sex education, and a lot of school districts do offer that. And if they do, they can help develop their materials locally and make decisions locally based on community input and make a community decision rather than Olympia making a top-down decision.